Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, and three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Elise Benning, a longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Marketing Mentor, marketing-mentor.com, author of a bunch of books. Elise, thanks again for being here. The customers are increasingly pre-qualifying themselves and self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you. And they do that sometimes just by what they read first on your website, don't they?
They do. And I spend a lot of time analyzing and thinking about what is that first message that you want to convey and what are the elements of it. And so I have this new theory that I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
So the idea is that there are three pieces to the pie, three elements to this. There's you, which is the thing you're the most familiar with, obviously. There's the client, which is the thing you may be familiar with, but they know more about themselves than you do. And then there's the marketplace also, which is the landscape within which you live and within which you have to work and find what I sometimes think about as the white space to occupy.
Right.
And so the language that you come up with.
Say those pieces again. I want people, this is going to be in the test, folks. Say the pieces again.
All right. So there's you, right? What
right.
you do. There's the client and what they need, essentially. And hopefully there's a connection between those two things. And then there's the marketplace, which is the landscape within which you and the client and your competitors and their competitors
right.
exist.
Right. Yeah, the world, right?
So when you come up with, right, well, but narrow slices of the world, right? So, but when you come up with what should our homepage say, most people just think, we do this. Here are the services that we offer. Here is the product that we sell. But if you don't look out into the World Wide Web and the world to see how are the other people, our competitors, identifying themselves and speaking to the needs of the clients, and then how are the clients, what language are they using to express what they need, which needs to connect with what you have to offer, then you may not connect the dots of all of those pieces and make the best or strongest first impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big deal. And what you're talking about, Elise, believe it or not, it's been 26 years since we had the internet. There are corporations out there still don't get what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book about it 6 years ago. It's still, people are still buying. There's still trade groups are still talking about. They're talking about the age of the customer as if we just discovered it. It's astonishing to me that people don't understand this, Elise. What do you think?
It's not astonishing to me, actually, because we are very self-centered as humans, right? That's the nature of the species, is to be focused on ourselves.
But you identified the other two pieces, the customer and marketplace. If you're an individual and you want to walk around in a fog, you know, the government will take care of you, for God's sake. If you're a business, if you're walking around in a fog, you're going to be out of business.
That's true.
There are indicators. There are forces that will put you, that will wake you up about this. And it's still amazing to me. I mean, there are people who are firing salespeople right now, probably because they think they're not doing their job, when the truth is the company is irrelevant to their customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, if you analyze how many businesses out there are actually thinking about anything besides themselves, it's not the majority. Right, the majority is focused on here's what we do, even if it's not a best practice, even if it's not going to take them to the next level. That's just the way people think unless they are trained or advised to think otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how do we wake them up? How do we wake people up?
Well, it's a long, ongoing process, I would say. It doesn't happen overnight, but it is this constant repetition of trying to turn their attention outward to the needs of the client and pointing out over and over, here's what your client says they need. Here's what the client is complaining about.
I call it their evolving expectations. That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
And then you have to find the right language also.
Mm-hmm. So is this is like if you have a retail store, don't come in your back door. When you go to lunch today, come in the front door and act like a customer. See how your business hits you, because that's how it's hitting your customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like that, isn't it?
Or even the name of your store or the name of your business.
The signage
speaks to the needs of the customer.
Yeah.
Or is it an inside joke based on something from your childhood?
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Elise, good job today. Well done. Would you will you come back?
Yes, of course.
I appreciate it. I need your website one more time, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Can they find your books there?
They can, and they can sign up for my quick tips too.
Please do that, folks. And if you're a party of one or a small company, Elise can help you with your marketing. I promise you. Thanks, Elise. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.